Buddy. So Perkei Vav, he says like this. Kemoi she'ikar ha'ilon hu apri. The main purpose of a tree is for its peris. Right? So in other words, a person has an apple tree and it doesn't get apples, so it's not such a valuable tree. Right? The value of the apples, the value of the tree and the quality of the tree and the shavius of the tree is all based on how good the pears are, how good the fruit is. So, Cain loya medrash ha'ikar ela ha'maisa. So too, he says, the mitzvahs of a person are the pears. That's the fruit. So you want to know how good is his Torah learning, right? How good is a tree? You know, is it a good tree? Well, there's only one way to look. Look at the fruit. Is the fruit good? Is not good? Then you'll figure out how good the tree is. So if you want to know, is this guy's learning solid? Is it not solid? Is he? Look at his meisim. If his meisim are good, that will be an indication of how strong the learning is. Okay, again. So this always comes into that conflict, which is Reb Chaim Volozhin was always busy that the ikar is the Torah, and then sometimes we know the ikar is the meisim. The answer is Torah learning that doesn't affect you as a person to make your meisim better is not good learning. So the reason why Torah learning is the biggest mitzvah is hagufa, because it could change the way you do mitzvahs. So, and the opposite, if you're learning in a way that it's not changing you, if you're learning in a way that it's not changing you, then it's not really good learning. So it's kind of interesting. On the one hand, we say Torah learning is the ikar. On the other hand, we say if you learn Torah and it didn't change the way you do meisim, then you didn't learn Torah properly. So is the ikar the Torah, the ikar the meisim? The answer is you need both, right? But you can't have one without the other. If you have Torah without meisim, then your Torah didn't change you. The Torah didn't affect the way you behave. The Torah didn't affect your attitude towards mitzvahs. That's not called learning. Learning is learning that it penetrates the heart, penetrates the way the lay, penetrates the way you do things. It affects the way you think, right? Like I said, this guy told me last week. He's like, every time I learn Gemara, I realize. He said, you know, he learned in yeshiva and he probably hasn't opened Gemara much since then. And he's like, I realize that Torah affects the way you do everything, because the more you learn, the more you realize everything, every knich matters, every move you make, you know, a rav, a baye, everything's, you know, a sugya. So you can't, if the maisim, the Torah that you learned, doesn't affect the way you are and the person you are, then you're not learning properly. But you can't have maisim without Torah. So you really cannot have one without the other. And the way to measure is the same way you measure trees. By the Paris, the way you measure the quality of the learning is through the actions of the person. Ve'ein nikra tzadik elo b'maisei ha-mitzvos. The title tzadik does not come to the person who is the biggest Talmud Chacham. The title tzadik comes to the person who has the most maisei. Ve'alav ha'olam oimid. Well, you can only get maisim with Torah, like we're saying. What?
What was it? Not that was the most maisim, but
who has maisim? So that's why the Goyim says that we refer to Yosef as Yosef HaTzadik. It says not because he was the greatest in Torah learning, but rather because he was the greatest in his maisim. In the way that the Torah affected his maisim. That's called tzaddik. Okay. Okay. Mishi yeshlay midos tovos. Someone that has good midos, but in oisa mitzvahs, but he doesn't do mitzvahs. Who kinezem zav ba'af chazir. Now, if you remember the Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he explained this mashal a little differently. But it's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, Nezem zahav ba'af chazir, a golden ring in the nose of a chazir, is Isha Yafa, could be a beautiful woman, Sarah's Tam, but she's a zayna, doesn't act appropriately. So why is a person, the way the Goyin is saying, he has good midos, but he doesn't do mitzvahs, is like nezem zav ba'af chazir. Because the nezem zav is where if let's say the chazir was wearing a golden necklace, okay, so it's a golden necklace, so it's absurd in a way, right? We're trying to beautify the chazir. In the meanwhile, the chazir doesn't look more beautiful because he has a ring. It just looks like the owner is just more of an idiot. Doesn't look any more beautiful. But not only is it a waste, not only is it a waste of the necklace, right? It's a waste of the necklace and it's pointless. But more than that, when you put the nezem, the gold, in the af of the chazir, in the nose, the snout of the chazir is the part of the body that he uses to shovel out the dirt. So he's making the gold dirty. So it's a double whammy. Number one, it doesn't beautify the chazir. And number two, the chazir makes the nezem ugly. So Mamela, Kasher Maisim Roim, if a guy is born naturally and he has good midas, oh, he's such a nice guy. Nice guy? Well, yeah, he's a nice guy, but Maisa, you know, he did this, that, the other, but like, you know, he's Betsim a nice guy. Betsim, very nice, but he's not a nice guy. That means, right? So, see, not only that, a person has bad Maisim, a person trains themselves to be evil, to do things that are not right, then their midos start becoming twisted and they start using their midos to promote their rishas.
Where do you say he's doing the maisa of roim? They say he's just not. Shemitanef
oisuk, he kasha maisa of roim. Yeah. Oz hu mehapich gam hamidos vehatoira lehara. So let's take the example of, you know, people that are, you know, big rachmonim. Oh, yeah, we're merciful people. But they're big bali taiva. So their taiva is now going to say that, you know, we want to be able to do whatever we want. And you have to have rachmonas on anybody else that also wants to do whatever they want. And you can't stop me because you don't stop. If you stop me from fulfilling my taiva, then you're not a rachma. So they use their rachmanas to promote their taiva. Yeah, essentially. So that's my point. So you take the midas and you just promote whatever it is that your taivas are. Okay, that's what the goyin is saying. So the good midos is a nezem zav, but where'd you put it? In the chazir, you just made it worse. You're using it to promote a treif identity to begin with. So, for example, another example of this is the one it says that yiras Hashem ki chachma. Right? What's the rishus? Rishus chachma yiras Hashem. So, in order to have chachma, you have to have yiras Hashem. So, I think the pshat in that is the following: if you don't have chachma, if you have chachma, you don't have yirshamayim. So you will never get down to the real chachma. Why? Because you're just going to use your knowledge to promote your pre-existing biases. Right? So, for example, I don't want to get political over here, but right, if anybody was let's say you have a doctor. So what the doctor will hold about, let's say, vaccine or not vaccine, is going to, all of a sudden, is going to be very, you'll see a very clear party line thing, that all of the doctors that are liberal are going to say one, and all the doctors that are Republican are going to say another. Why does that have anything to do with how much medicine you studied? Why is it all of a sudden, coincidentally, all the doctors that, the answer is because you're not studying medicine. You're not trying to be ma'amik in the chokhmah medicine. You're trying to see how I can use it to promote my ideas. And if I'm going to use my chokhmah to promote my bias, to promote my ideas. So therefore, your whole chokhmah is skewed because you're not looking at it to try to get the chokhmah, l'shem the chokhmah. So without your shemayim, you cannot have Torah. You cannot have chokhmah because your shemayim means I'm trying to get the truth. So then you'll have chokhmah because chokhmah is the emes. But if you're not, don't have your shemayim, you're not looking for the chokhmah. You're looking to promote your pre-existing ideas. David, on board? I got you on that one, man. So that's what he's saying over here. Now, Reb Chaim Volozhiner had a different taich in Nezim Zav Ba'af Chazer, Isha Yahav V'saras Tam. He says that it's a person that learns with bad midas because the Torah is the Nezim Zav, and if he doesn't have good midas, he's going to use the Torah to promote his ideas. So he's going to trafen up the Torah itself. That was what Reb Chaim Volozhiner said in Rachaim. It's a little different types than the Goyin on this one, but they're both saying the same point, that there's something which is a Nezim Zav that can be damaged if someone is not careful. Okay? So that's the story on that. Okay. Just to connect that to a word of the Parsha, it says in the Parsha that Loma Nichtava Parsha Zestuma. The Parsha, there's no separation between Vayigash and Vayichi, because it was the beginning of the Shibud, and it was Nistimu Einehem V'Libam Shel Klal Yisrael. So this is an Inyan of Ayin and Lev. With the Inayim V'Libam Munista. Where else do you find this Indian of Ayin and Lev? You find it by Loisa Sur Achil Abavchem Achayinech. Right. So it's the same idea, really, the Ayin and the Lev. The Lev is the way you understand it, but the Ayin is what you see. Right? So really, the way your Ayin, what you see, is going to determine your Lev, and they're very related. And the question is, which one controls which? The ayin is the pathway through which you get information, and the lev is the way you understand it and the way it affects you. So, l'sasur achil avachem v'acharei einechem is because though you allow yourself to see things, take things in, and then understand them in the appropriate way, that's what. So, I'm just saying it's connected to this concept that there's two areas. There's the meisim, and then there's the midas. There's the lave, and then there's the way you interact with the world. And this demu einayim v'libam shekla Yisrael means that both the way they interact with the world and the way they understand it themselves were like, they started getting confused. They didn't know how to look at things. They didn't know how to understand things. So that confuses us in the galus, both the ayin and the lave. So anyway, that was the beginning of the galus. And it started with the death of Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu was the connection to the previous generation. And once he wasn't around anymore, they lost that clarity. Because when you see people from the previous generation, Gedolim from the previous generation, you gain that clarity. So they didn't have clarity. So their whole ayin and leves, the way they understand things, the way they see things, was totally, totally off. Anyway, all right. Rabbi Sai, we will see you tomorrow on Sunday, Mitzvah Shem. Imam Shach, have a good Shabbos.
A pleasure. Shalom. Shabbat shalom. Rab David Yosef speaking tonight. What time?
9:15.
What time is he really going to start?
Make it over?
Let's try. What time he really start?
In person?
In the flesh.
Okay. Huh? Big news. We're going in person tonight.
Okay. I was going to surprise you, but okay, fine.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Excellent. I'll look after you.